in a city far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
No headphones over here anymore.
Welcome to I Like the Scribbles. I'm just kind of stalling right now for time because Jason's doing his podcast and editing. So you guys at home can download the latest edition of Shake a Tail Feather. After that, I will be playing my intro and I will be getting on with my show, which is full of stuff that's exciting and yet to be determined. I don't know what I sound like. I don't even have headphones over here, so it could be barely audible. Who knows? But it looks like Jason's vacating the seat.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to have headphones now. We have to go play something. So, mm-hmm. Anyways, you're going to have a few seconds of dead air here. Maybe I'll leave it on.
That's entirely dead.
Here's some chairs.
Sweet chairs.
Yeah. Like a fun drive moment. Not as bad as some of the shows I've heard on the station.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Did you have a USB drive? Let's see if this one plugged in here.
No.
All right then.
If I ever heard God speak, God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is a killer. Is a killer.
I like
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 is a killer.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
I like the scribbles.
I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said,
I can no longer sit back and allow. Communist indoctrination. Communist indoctrination. Communist conversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
I like the scribbles. Only on CITR 101.9 FM. What the fuck?
a big paper. Been with your girl, didn't even have to game up. Shit is fresh, don't need some cancer. Not for nothing like a free or something. Fucked out, I'm in the club, nigga, front. With these plastic humans, robots, mannequins, fucking on the floor like they never gonna dance again. Great to look at, murder to talk to. Hit it one time, that's a license to stalk you. Swagger time, step to a real combat. Shot down, nigga, Nancy Sinatra. Faded, fucked up, dead, exhausted. She all in the thing and she can't get off it. I'm in the green bank, making deposits. When you contemplate a trip in the closet. Motherfuckers with the blunt like apartheid. And roll with us while we party on the dark side. Come along, get together, we can hang on it. Let it bang, bang, speed it up, put some James on it.
Wait, huh? What the fuck? Everybody on drugs. Everybody on drugs. Everybody on drugs. Everybody on drugs. Everybody on drugs.
Everyone to dip out in the street. I got my whole clique riding in the back seat. Feet on the moon with me straight to the top. Put up your tray tables and hide your iPod. Yes, ma'am. Jet to the Chevy. We up at the co-op and my bag's so heavy. I get busy cause I'm out steady. Grinding here and tea steady. Rising in my big black pocket. Nobody playing with me, bitch, please. I'ma take over, you a white chauffeur, fair okra. Tell her, get a pink slip. I'm running this shit just so I can say something. I'm gonna handle that. If you can't speak, I'm holding all the cards to read them and weep. Black hot, calling shots on the box. Fresh butter's hand, you can ask the rock. Hey, 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 hey.
We'll be right back.
This is COTR. You're listening to I Like the Scribbles. This track is Bounce Mastercraft, remixed by the Bloody Beetroots. Before that, we heard Titsworth featuring Kid Sister and Pace Rock with a track called WTF. What the fuck? My name's Chris. Welcome to the show. It's kind of coming together a bit better now than it was earlier. I apologize for the amateurness of the broadcast, but I mean, that's why you listen to CITR, right? Because you don't want to hear Larry and Willie and some slick producer and all that garbage, right? You want to hear authentic radio with actual indie music, actual fucking not garbage. But there's lots of garbage on the station anyways, but whatever. It's all, as long as it's not for mass production, mass consumption, I'm happy. Coming up next, I've got some nerdcore rap. MC Frontalot he's actually pretty good for a white nerd rapper. He gives those stuff away for free on frontalot.com, and even has little remix kits. You can make your own remix of it. So we're going to hear three tracks. First one is called Goth Girls. Next one is It Pitch Dark? And finally, one of his user submitted remixes. He calls it the Open Source Beat Project, with a track called Nerdcore Hip Hop 2006 here on CITR.
Wondering how goth is my frock. I got this thing for horror movies and mope rock, but I can't shock my hair up. I ran out of stock, and just like that, a front a lot ran out of talk. It was tragic, unheard of. Never seen me out of rhymes when they usually come into fatigably. But me here talk good? No, bad talk do. Like my tongue got encrypted right before I lost root. Like my small talk got box rocked on a prior boot. It's moot. She only dates guys and chokes and docks, not brutes. Lacking eyeliner like a lack. But look, I'll put a little on plus lip shellac just to stand next to that and dream about love. Of necessity, that has always had to be enough, cause I can't talk to goth girls. I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Framer. her if she giggled, damn, or double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls.
Goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. At the Rocky Horror premiere, she steered clear of the nerd crowd, but I heard loud in my ear the disdain that she held for my type, always geeking on the computron. I get hype on the stage, she might notice me then and observe that I'm ironically hip in some flip universe. In her purse in patent leather held in fishnet glove, could think containing P3 player with the front filled up. Her name is Nightshade, yo, don't call her cherry tomato. She looked like Paisley Tinkle but poisonous like torpedo. She says her hair got attacked cause it's black and it's blue. She got the Johnny the Homicide maniac tattoo, legs deep in the boots, boots all up on the heels. Yes, the kind to make a certain type of fetish a squeal. The ordeal I endure this close to her splendor, besieged by my shyness. Tried this, I surrender and render my intentions in the usual way. Home alone, suicide girls up on the cathode ray. Goth girls, goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid.
Woman tell me that I shouldn't be covered in. I tell her, yo, you better get in a covenant. It's like, eek, I get to sleep on the couch for a week, all watching old Elvira videos on TV. Yeah, laugh it up, you don't live like I do, at the mercy of any sister with wrist scars and black eye glue. I've tried to get into cheerleaders and failed. Banana repugnant and tan, so bland and so stale. Fail myself for the local cafe, like a clover. Thumb through Camus in French, which I can't read, but so what? I think the goth could flower in nerdcore's embrace. I mean, I converted Edward Gorey's lettering into a typeface, befriended vampires on LJ in MySpace, even put that spooky echo filter on the bass. But I can't talk to goth girls, I just stare and stammer. My name is MC Frimmer. Damn her if she giggle, damn her double if she laugh. Goth girls like it when you double damn it twice fast. Goth girls.
Goth girls are the girls that go to see the nerdcore rapper with the geeked out flow at the show. You can see the black lace on parade. I met 100 dozen of them, but I ain't got laid. Got their soul stuck somewhere between the kettle and hot water. I've been enamored of them since I was young. Met 100 dozen of them, never ever hung to one.
You are likely to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. It got narrated at you in the second person. Every time you put it up, it seems you got another version of your life told to you by a status line blinking. The impossible people you could be without thinking. Yourself insane of personality problems. With a mop on a dropship or trying to stab a goblin that don't play. In public life, you get arrested. Psychoactive medication daily in your big intestine. And the testing that the voices in your head said the dwarf shot first. Embedded arrow, then you bled for doctors with needles. Posit repeatedly that you knocked down that midget in the park unneededly. This has seeded the idea that you should never venture from the house. Never get misunderstood by the non-player characters inhabiting Earth. None of whom are too concerned about Norton Bird. Not one of whom ever aimed a fish around the room trying to get it in the ear canal because doom beset the last planet they were on or near. The verge of a set of poetics they wouldn't hear. Never appeared at the cruise with invisible ink. No SM goddesses ever gave them pause to think. Never piloted 6 robots, each distinct. Don't matter how many 2 liters they drink, they're not going to follow what you're saying at all. They impute and appall in the scope of their gall. As you hide in your room in disgust with the lights turned out, turn them on in a turn, leave them off for now. You
predicament seemed particularly cruel. Consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. Pamphlet from a mailbox that urges low cunning, offers cursor and font type. Running, you're running it, parses what you tell it, pronouns and tags, abbreviations if you need them, better keep it grammatic. Better punctuate your sentences and never redact the name of anything ambiguous, you're about to get asked. You meet the red one, the round one, the crooked or the blue. Better keep that in your pocket, don't know yet what it could do. Could be the spray for the groove, gonna need it if it is a situation that reloads, restarts, or quits. Wonder how many points, out of how many points you gotta get before you're done. Endeavor then to rejoice when you wish more ardently identity's shed. For continuance, the rhyme forever voyaging, fled from all lights and colors, from all smells and sounds. Just the lyric on the monochrome display, and you're proud to make another verse appear. By solving riddles, if you didn't have to sleep, you know you'd never seek acquittal. You'd be ever in the middle, in the midst of a quest. If it wasn't for Dawn, the gown, you'd never get dressed. In your underwear typing, just like front keyboard attached up to my fingers, wrists bare the brunt. As I seek to do stunts and flip through their descriptions, I think I went once to some sands that were Egyptian. Then I retained plane ticket snapshots, receipts. Yet I stand unconvinced that this has happened to me. I wouldn't want to misremember or get confused. Recall a crawling towards a pyramid, appearing over dunes. Recall of entering the thing and descending stairs. Does it descend from there? Adventure to nightmare. Did I battle a snake? Was the treasure intact? Or did the TRS-80 in my brain get hacked? Thanks, Grandpa, for buying it. Now my life's ruined. 22 years later, heads invested, got the gruin. Fluent, says if I'm trying to escape. But I can't, cause I'm up and around and awake. You are likely to be eaten. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory.
Into the slavering fangs of a lurking Gru.
MC front a lot could rock the turntable. I'm unable. Other rappers run in fear that I put them on the record where their friends could hear. They get seared at listed, not to be trusted. Seen hobnobbing with the front a lot busted.
That kid's a dork, he rhyme every day on the karaoke rapping. Yo, he ain't got anything to say. Ain't got no record deal, never will. Such a spaz, better get his ass some kind of a sedative.
Damn, pish posh, man, I come as whack as I like. Spits back on the mic, dispensing my disingenuous advice. Accuse famous rappers of biting my style. Get shot at, sit at home trying to simulate me a hi-hat.
CPU could rock a beat. And if he does, it isn't weak, huh? CPU could rock a beat.
Nerdcore hip-hop could reign supreme. We'll make a mention of my DJ, CPU. Nerdcore hip-hop is the style he used. Step to my, you better be prepared. He got
28 to 22, 50 is 20.
Just a little bitty bit more than the beat you thought. Front a lot, drop kick and rhythm in the double art. Sought skinny little beats, but return with the fat of the land.
Now I got a swollen hip-hop, please.
I suffer hypochondria. I think my beats is sick. Don't trip. I'ma listen to the bootleg MP3. Post the front a lot demo on my FTP. Run away from the rappers who were just like me, cause they ain't appreciating who my DJ be.
CPU can rock a beat. And if he does, it isn't weak. I'm CPU can rock a beat.
Yes, yes, for a lot with bad speller in the dose 006. That's what year it is currently.
Yes, that was MC Frontalot with some of his nerdcore stuff. I guess that remix is a little old, 2006. But it wasn't bad. I've got to play another one of these tracks, actually, because I was going through the new stuff here in the studio, and there's just nothing that I've actually found that's good yet, so... Yeah. I'm going to play some of this Happiness Project in a bit, but it wouldn't really go right now. It's just like this guy from, what's he from? Broken Social Scene, who just talked to his neighbors in Toronto and then about random stuff, and he puts music to it and released it on an album. I guess that he can do that, and I'm going to play it. So there. Let me see what's going up here. Yes, I was just going to play this track. I love playing this track. I play it a lot, but that's okay. This is Vitalik with the remix of Repair Machine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Calvin Harris, The Girls. Yes, and before that, what do we hear? Vitalik, Repair Machine. Hang on. And coming up, it's going to get a little weirder, going to get a little more goth or something. I don't know what you want to say, but this is something I grabbed off the WFMU blog. Last testimony of a teenage dope addict. This is an album reproduced from a tape recorded message recorded just before death by suicide. I guess this deeply troubled LSD addict from Utah way back when in, I don't know when this was recorded, but recorded some last message before he shot himself. This was released on a label called Broadcasting for Jesus, so it's going to be awesome, basically. So we're going to play that. And then I saw on the playlist this post-death soundtrack, very grim stuff as well. So I think the two go hand in hand, and we're going to see how that works out right now.
Well, all I have to say is the reason I'm doing this, well, actually, the real reason is that I really don't know. I'll tell you one thing, Dave, anybody else is listening, you're going to get messed up, boy, on that stuff. You might hear it sooner or later, Mom, but, I don't know, I just don't feel like moving on.
enough problems of my own without even taking an LSD. My mind then. Well, actually, what acid does is it intensifies everything to a great extent. That's probably what it did. I really don't know. I really don't. You think I'm kidding you, but I really don't. Sometimes I'm not sure even what I'm saying. But, that's it. Yeah. It might have intensified my feelings about myself. I was screwed up enough without taking acid. Probably just buried me more deeper in my hole than I was before I started tripping out. I wish I could have came out all the way. I did put my head out once in a while, but I don't know, maybe I'm just, my mind's not ready to take what my body has to offer. I don't think I've lived with my physical condition for a while, but I really can't cope with it. I've lived with it, but I can't cope with it. I don't know if this is right or wrong, or if people ever do cope with it. I don't know. So many things that I don't know, I'm not sure of. A lot of things that I can't face. It's kind of a cowardly idea, but yeah, well, that's what I've heard before. It's a cowardly idea. My feelings are that what I want to do at the time, I do. What I feel like at the time. If you're listening to this, Dave, when you get home, I don't know if I'm gonna leave it here or not. But don't try to do anything about it, because by the time you hear this, I will already be rolled off. So just take it in stride and pull through with what I've had to say. I really don't want to elaborate very much on different subjects, because I don't know if I'm going to be revealing that I'm not sure what. I really wouldn't want anybody to think any more than they have to about me. All I know is I'm going to be in one hell of a fix when I have to face the big man in heaven. I'm not saying that with disrespect with the big man. I'm just saying how I felt like saying it. Yeah, it says in the Bible that he who kills himself will not be resurrected. Well, this is a great punishment that I am bestowing upon myself, not only physically, but from what I've read, I'm going to be suffering eternally for this. But actually, I thought maybe I could possibly fit it out through this short lifespan, you know. And maybe just have enough courage to stay alive until I'm bestowed upon me that I will die and that I will go up to heaven. Well, in one of the kingdoms anyway. The big day comes, and maybe I could have made a little bit better of myself than if I would have just copped out and pulled the trigger. But life sometimes seems so long to wait. I really don't have all I'm actually doing is existing now.
and I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself. Maybe you talk to a psychological doctor. Maybe I am. I don't know. I have thought it over many times, and there really is nothing. I think to live for myself is good. And I really don't think anybody can convince me that there is. Not me anyway, no. We're talking about individuality and feelings. I'm a little weird twisted up here. I can't hardly talk sometimes. I could actually sit here and jabber on about all my troubles, but I'm not going to because I just don't feel like it. So I won't talk anymore about my problems. All that to say is, I'm not going to get an old sentimental speech here. I think I'll just close with a blank statement. Maybe kind of an idiotic statement. But a lot of things are crazy. So I'll close the statement that this is Dexter Gardner speaking. I am signing off. Thank you. Craig Gardner's parents are remarkable people. They had the tape you have just heard played at his funeral. His mother, Mrs. William J. Blaine of Carnes, Utah, talked about her loss, her reasons for playing the recording of her son's voice at his funeral.
I thought if it was played in the funeral, there would be some of his friends and young people there at the funeral this is what I was thinking of, the people that knew him that would hear it. At first, this is why I had it played at the funeral, just to help some of these young people right around here.
Did you have any idea that your son was addicted to LSD?
No, I sure didn't.
I know that he referred to on his tape about starting off with marijuana and then progressing into LSD. Did he act funny? Did you didn't notice anything peculiar about his actions and the times that he saw you?
The only thing that I, now that I know, that I can look back on and say I should have spotted was there was times when he was quite so ornery. He didn't want anybody to talk to him, and he didn't want to be bothered this way.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as any other signs, I, even knowing it now, I still can't say that I should have saw this or I should have saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I should have, but I didn't. I don't know enough about the drug even now, I guess, to really say what I should have saw. But I think that my problem was, one of the problems was that I just didn't think I had a kid to do that.
Right.
I just felt like my kids have been good kids, and they've never caused me a lot of trouble, and I just really, I had my head in the sand, and I think this is the way a lot of us parents, this is a problem.
Right.
We don't think our kids will do things like this.
The feeling is like death. You feel it's going to happen to somebody else, but never to you.
That's right.
What was your reaction when you first heard the tape? And the reaction, say, of the other children, the entire family, when they heard it?
It was a shock,
Nick.
I guess, to all of us. But we also felt that with him leaving this tape, that maybe there was a purpose to it, that maybe it wasn't just a complete waste. That maybe this tape could help others. I know all my own children, they haven't said too much about it. They've taken it, my daughter has taken it to school and had it played in seminary. And we've had a lot of friends that have heard it and told them how much this is going to help them and this sort of thing, so I imagine it has had a great influence on them, feeling that this will help other kids.
Mrs. William Blaine lost a son to drugs. Her loss cannot be appreciated by anyone who has not suffered a similar tragedy. It can be averted if those who listen to her voice and that of her son hear what they are saying. Bill Ryan,
hello.
NBC News, New York.
Mom. Hi. How's bingo?
Oh, good, dear. I won.
Oh, good.
I'll be staying the night at Gretel's, so you'll be okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Are you sure? I've left a lovely roast in the oven.
None. I've got to go. Okay, bye. Chasing, have my place, baby, and my blues.
come into my house. Oh. You're invited into my house. Oh. Entering the back of my house. Oh. Welcoming you into my house. Come into my house. Oh. You're invited into my house. Oh. Entering the back of my house. Oh. Welcoming you into my house. I've invited loads to my house. Oh. Loads of people come to my house. Oh. Let them drink inside of my house. Oh. Make them smoke outside of my house.
Love chasing, have my place, baby, at my place. Never making.
Well, I've seen it before. Oh. Lots of people at my front door. Oh. Lots of people in my front door. Oh. Trying to get into my house. Well, I've seen it before. Oh. Lots of people in my.
Oops, there goes the internet. And there it is again.
We're merry making. All the girls that I've been chasing. All the girls that you've been chasing. All the girls that we've been chasing. Oh, we're merry making. All the girls that I've been chasing. All the girls that you've been chasing. All the girls that we've been chasing.
Merry making. Love chasing.
That was Calvin Harris, merrymaking at his place. Calvin Harris from the UK, I believe. That's my guess, I'm going to say. I'm just looking for something here. So, I mean, that LSD guy, I wasn't very impressed with him. I mean, it was kind of a joke, really. And post-death soundtrack? I mean, also disappointing a little bit.
drugs for you if you were born in the 80s, the 80s. I'll do things for you if you were born in the 80s, the 80s. I've got hugs for you if you were born in the 80s. Yeah.
Okay, Audrey, 10 points.
Swing. Fly.
Swing, fly.
No. 9 points, Jerry.
Recline.
Lounge.
Lounge, 8 points, Audrey.
Lounge or in your car.
Listen to what they're saying when I say.
You said this one?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fight.
Golly. Bed.
What did you say?
Bed.
Chase. No.
No.
7 points, Jerry.
Reclining bed. Forget it.
Nap.
Sleep.
No. 6 points, Audrey.
Swinging.
Oh.
Now
all.
Swinging.
5 seconds, Holly. Right, 5 points, Jerry. Give you 15.
Tree. Hammer.
Swinging was the... You said swing was the first clue, but swing...
Yes.
The hammock is, in fact, a swing, so I think that was a good starter.
Is hammock a swing?
It is, I think, isn't it?
I'll have to ask the room clerk.
That's two words. We'd like you to say the word.
Swing is two words?
Room clerk.
His trailer.
Your image has always been marvelous. Don't show that temper.
No temper there.
Mobile oil. Holly Hutchins with Audrey Meadows here.
No. Nice. Jerry will give you the game.
Jump.
Yes.
Knife.
Fork.
Wound.
Lance.
Jab.
Stab.
Golf.
Club.
Assistant.
Caddy.
Yes. Ape.
Monkey.
Growth.
Growth.
Lodger.
Gorilla.
Yes. Smaller.
Chimpanzee.
Middle.
What's in the middle of monkey?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of tricky. That's pretty tricky. Lightning round.
Well, we did it, baby.
Gorilla monkey, and you did it in 39 seconds. Very good. Nick, you won $650. Honey, you'll have a fine gift. Thank you for bringing passion to this. You were delightful. Nick, good luck to you, boy.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Nick. We'll return in a moment. Right now, here's...
What's up, my bros? What's up, my bros? What's up, my bros? Yo, what's up, YouTube? Check out my cool contest! I love YouTube, and I love contests. Don't get me wrong, there's plenty of cool contests out there for kids like us. LOL. Like, make a 15-second video saying why you think Stride gum's the best gum to chew. Or make a 15-second video saying why you think Coke Zero's the best drink to drink. Valvoline's the best oil. Pantene's the best shampoo. DuPont's the best paint. MacPods are the coolest computers. MacPods are the best computers. Memorex makes the best blank CDs. Saturn Ion is the best compact car for young adults. Bud Light is the best light beer. Corona Light is the best light beer. Samuel Adams Light is the best light beer. Heineken Light's the best light beer. Sony makes the best TVs. Ambien's the best prescription sleep aid. Oreo's the best large sandwich snack cookie. If you disagree with me, I'm gonna kidnap your kids and take pictures of them. How corporate America's trying to get in touch with you and your teenage dollars. I think the 33-year-old ad agency guy who comes up with these ideas knows a lot about me and shares my unique vision with the world. After all, he rides a Triumph motorcycle, has a light grazing of facial hair, and wears vintage Ray-Bans that he found on eBay. And I know I can trust him because he wears a t-shirt to work every day. They're exploring innovative ways of using the WWW to make DDDs. The internet is literally quite like the Wild Wild West. There's almost no end to what you can do with a little creativity and some computer know-how. You can take your product and put it in a flash game. Or you can take your logo and put it in a flash game. Or you can make banner ads that make noise. You can make a product page on MySpace, then add friends. Next time your product or company's friends are in the store, they're gonna see your product and they're gonna make that connection. This is called brand identity. They're gonna say, hey, I'm friends with Crystal Light. I better buy some. But despite all these great contests and promotions, there still isn't a contest that expresses how great my company or product is. Additionally, I want my contest to be a rocking new take on the contest genre and take the contest video world by storm. That's why I want you to make a 30-minute video talking about what a huge fag you are. No, not a fag in the homosexual sense. A fag in the sense that you're a big fat loser and I want to see your virtual confession. Ha ha! Rockin'! The contest rules are simple. Make a video. It's gotta be 30 minutes in length or longer. Talk about what a huge fag you are. Explain the reasons why you're a big fag. Maybe you're crippled. Maybe you're stupid. Maybe no one likes you. Maybe you're just lonely and depressed. Maybe you can't tear yourself away from the computer for 5 minutes a day. Maybe you watch weird porn and you're ashamed of it. Maybe a really hot chick from a club or a party was about to give you a blowjob. Then you took your pants off and she found out you were uncircumcised and your dick had all this weird cheese and shit on it. She didn't want to touch it. The prize for this contest is really slamming and awesome. It's 500 American D's. You want these D's, bad boy? You gotta prove you got what it takes to be the biggest fag. Rockin' D. For your video to be considered, submit your video as a response to this video. Contest deadline is September 1st, 2086, so get going already.
Jeez Louise. Blueberries. They say they make life easier. I say for who? The Blackberry Company? Hi, I'm Terry Rimmer. I'm an MLM guru. I've been at this game for about 12 years, but I only started making money about 4 years ago when I invented the Terry Rimmer 13 Step to Success program. I'd like to take a moment to assure my viewers that I'm not here to make money. I'm not here to sell you anything, okay? I've been in this game for 12 years. I made heaps and heaps of cash. I'm only here to help out others who've been struggling with MLM marketing and possibly to draw some new blood into the game. What would you say if I told you you could take an initial investment of $500 and over the course of 5 weeks turn it into $10,000? Sounds pretty good, right? Now what if I told you you could take an initial investment of only 6 payments of $39.95 and over a 5-day period turn it into $100,000? Case study number one. A Fortune 500 company you might have heard of called Dell Computer International Corporation. I'm playing golf in the Florida Keys. I get a call on my Blacktooth. It's Michael Dell, CEO, Dell Computer International Corporation. He says, Terry, babe, computers aren't selling. I say, Michael, why aren't they selling? He says, Terry, I don't know. I don't know why they're not selling. Please help me out. I say, Michael, 13 steps simple. 1. Maintain a core client base of your close family and friends to leech off of in hard times. These are people who are going to give you money unquestioningly and not get mad when you lose it. 2. Use one-to-one supply affiliates to ensure that your distribution networks remain airtight. A side benefit from following this tip is what I call a closed-loop system. This ensures that, like I said before, you don't make any money unless I make money. 5. Pull the trigger! 7. Leverage new media and Web 4.0 platforms such as MyBook, SpaceFace, Spacebook, AOL, CompuServe, and Apple iPod. 8. Reach out and take it! 10. Steal. 12. 13. Distract them first with a quick jab. Then, right to the nuts. Boom, motherfucker! So that's Dell Computer Corporation. Next video, we're going to talk about how I talked to John Apple, the CEO of Apple Computers, down from a ledge. And sort of played a hand in bringing the Apple brand back to where it is right now. So that'll be video 2. And video 3, I don't know, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit.
What are you waiting for? Only 6 payments of $39.95. Terry Rimmer is on the line now. 1-800-8-VIVID-Q. Change your life. Call the number now. Call now! Call now! Call now! Call now!
Thank you. fucking guns up, locked up in the body, and the booze just stops. Whenever them trouble knocks, with the popo niggas roll solo, spit up and smart. Cause you take off, you take them like yellow and toast. You send them in the road to the curb, running, ducking, jumping up in the land. My niggas is crazy. We're swinging, we're bucking, we're back on the block, and my nigga is sailing. With a nigga with a 12 thing, call me sold off, leather face. Nigga better pray. Tell the little thugs to eat that genetic.
Yeah? Are you with anybody right now? Cool. Hey, I just saw you do fetish. All right, I need to know a price. I'm in town for business, okay, and I'll offer, what's your hourly rate? Because I typically pay between $600 to $800 an hour, depending on how good looking you are. Is that good enough for you? I usually pay $600 because that's how I tip. Does that sound all right, though? Just making sweeten the deal a little bit? I want to sweeten the deal. I typically pay between $600, and you look real hot. A little on the chubby side, but you're a little hot. You're hot, real hot. Okay. My hotel, I have the penthouse suite at the DoubleTree. Yeah, brand new. Room 801. Listen, I just have to find out. Are you very, are you really into fetish? I just want to know. I need to know. You need to give me a price. Think about it real quick and just. I need to know how much of a price just to knock the wind out of you. Yeah, like a punch in the stomach. How much for that? Yep. For the 600. And how many punches do I get? What? I guess just two. That's both of you. I can punch you both twice.
Oh, you want to punch you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll
go. All right. And do you guys smoke meth?
No, we don't smoke meth.
Do you? Would you with me?
No, we don't smoke meth.
Oh. Do a lot of guys smoke meth that you get punched in the stomach by?
I've never punched
no way. Oh, it's gonna be a blast. You're gonna love it. It's really erotic, but you're gonna love it. Probably gonna come. Yeah, you'll probably come. Do you have a nice moan? Can you give me a moan? Yeah, like a.
Well, this is like an almost a minute, a repeat of last week's computer meltdown that we had. Computer last week, the fan on the power supply had gotten so gummed up with junk that it seized up. The computer cooked itself and then shut off at about 2 a.m. just as I was finishing my show. Now it's about 1:45 to 2 a.m. I noticed the computer was a little hot when I came in here, but you know, with the fun drive we've had and all the new equipment we're gonna get in the studio, I thought someone would actually pay attention to the note that I wrote saying the computer's fucked. But surprise, surprise, the computer has just self-destructed, taking with it my show, basically. That kind of sucks. So, yeah, that was basically, like, I had my show set up on the computer. I was about to walk out the door. I was about to say goodbye, leave my show running until the morning. But, I smell burning. I smell burning now. It's not good. Anyways, I guess I'm going to have to sing or something. Tell you what, if you guys are out there and anybody's out there wants to help me out, give me some time to give this computer a reach around and clean some dirt out of it and get it back on the air. 822-2487, I'll put you on the air. You can say whatever you want. Wow. Say nice things. And then stall for me while I get this thing running, because I've got nothing ready. I'm seriously just sitting here. I was picking my nose and then it died, and my pants are down.